Human Experiments by Knowledge the Wordsmith. Ted Kennedy asked rhetorically how there can be public accountability when research is done on human subjects in absolute secrecy. This caused him a great deal of stress. He referenced biological simulant tests, which had been widely reported in the press. What they did was unacceptable in the worst way. The army was using simulant agents, live organisms, which can infect human beings in places like the New York subway. On closer inspection, it turns out that the army was using a certain bacterium long after it was known to cause infection. The use of Americans as unwitting human subjects for many a simulant agent. The testing conducted in the public domain by officials of the U.S. government. Simulant agents. The public were guinea pigs in German warfare experiments. These people were insane. 27 tests of particles released to check dispersion patterns were conducted in the public domain. All part of some evil design. Officials stated that biological warfare tests had been conducted on unsuspecting Americans between 1950 and 1969. On closer inspection, it turns out Army Special Operations officers filled the air with Serratia, Marcensis, and Bacillus globigi, two pathogens known by most experts as being capable of causing respiratory infection. Dr. Stephen Weitzman from the Department of Microbiology in New York knew that power was being abused. He said that the experiment could have been done in the tunnels of a deserted mine shaft in Curie. Why, in studying aerialization patterns, unpopulated areas could not be used? The Army did open-air tests using many a biological warfare agent, and in doing so, ignored the ethical problem of informed consent.